You can download our program segments and take them along with you.
Don't leave home without them.
It's Artie on the go. Coming soon to a theater near you.
It's a strong month for movies in October of 86, including Children of a Lesser God, Tough Guys, and Deadly Friend. We find Kathleen Turner and Nicolas Cage in Peggy Sue Got Married. Also on the widescreen, Paul Newman and Tom Cruise star in The Color of Money. Something Wild is on the screen, along with Soul Man, Trick or Treat, and The Mission. Meanwhile, the Whoopi Goldberg film Jumpin' Jack Flash features not only the original version of the title tune by the Stones, but also the soulful cover from Aretha Franklin. And it's on the radio in October of 86.
Hey, how about spreading the word to your friends about Artie's Time Warp?
Tell them Charlie sent you.
More TV news in October of 86 as Fox launches. It's the fourth commercial TV network, the first new network since 1956 when the short-lived NTA network ran its course. In fact, 20th Century Fox had a 50% interest in NTA way back then, but does much better the second time around when they relaunch as Fox 30 years later. One of the first shows on the new network is The Late Show with Joan Rivers. It's Artie's Time Warp.
This world makes you crazy. You take in all you can, then you call me up, because you know I'll be there, and I'll see your true colors shining through. I'll see your true colors, and that's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let it show.
Let's head to the record store in October 86 for some more new LPs from Frankie Goes to Hollywood, Roxette, The Commodores, and Gregory Abbott. Eddie Money releases Can't Hold Back, and the first single is a duet with Ronnie Spector.
With all the power to release it, it isn't safe to walk the city streets.
We'll continue with more of the music and everything else that makes October 1986 the month it is in history as Artie's Time Warp continues.